It's time. Do you like music, Mr. Finch?
That music.
Yes. His music.
It's the Stoner Jesus Show live, bitches!
What's up, everybody? Stern Jesus Show on Facebook Live. We finally did it. We're here. The very first Stern Jesus Show live on Facebook. We've had, like, I don't know, 10 or 11 tests. It's been, Let me get situated here. It's been a fucking trial. I'll tell you that. I mean, you know, I was nailed to a cross and everything, and that was hardcore, but this was fucking more. We've been doing the podcast for 6 years. I've been doing it for longer, but we've been on sternjesus.net for 6 years. By the way, welcome everybody, listening live on podcast, on YouTube, whatever. Wherever this video ends up, wherever the audio ends up, welcome. In the 6 years we've been on sternjesus.net, we've had a lot of projects. We've done a lot of things. Some things have taken longer to come to fruition, but nothing has been as frustrating as this fucking video show. Like I said, 10, 11 tests. It's been like months in the making. And it's really simple shit. I mean, we're just going with little simple graphics for now. We're nothing major. I'm not trying to blow anybody out of the water. Just getting my bearings. I do an audio show. This is all new. This is all new to me. Anybody who's listening to the Stoner Jesus Show for any length of time probably heard me exclaim at one time or another, I'm never doing a video show. Never, ever, ever am I doing a video show. There's no point. There's no point. Look at this. Look, what are you seeing? What am I doing? I'm talking to a microphone. I got this hat is pretty dope. I did wear my formal attire tonight. I guess that's something. But what are you really looking at? If I said it once, I said it 100,000 fucking times. I'm never doing a video show. There's no point. I'll never do it. Sean Mills in the comment section. What up? Sean and Jessica liking the show. Welcome. I said, I'll never do a video show. And here I am. You say, well, Stern Jesus, why? Why are you doing a video show? Well, I'll tell you. That's a good question. First of all, thank you. It's very helpful. Helpful and well-timed question. Why am I doing a video show? Well, I'll give you a few reasons. Audio podcasting is hard. Everybody has audio. Everybody's on an audio podcast. Everybody has one. They're everywhere. You know, I'm on CannabisRadio.com, same podcast network as Tommy Chong and a bunch of other great people, and that's fucking awesome, but it's not enough. So I thought, Mel, I got to think, and I got to ruminate in my head, what about a video show? So I put a poll on my Twitter. I'm on Twitter, at SternJesus420. I put up a poll. I asked people. I said, how do you mostly consume your online media? Video, audio, podcast, you know. I forget what the other choices were. It doesn't matter. And those are the only two things that mattered to me. 55% of people said video. Right there, it tells you it's a big audience. I would be screwing myself if I didn't go after the video audience. In any case, the other interesting number from that poll on Twitter was audio podcasting. How many of you mainly consume your media through audio podcasting? That number was 3%. To remind you, audio podcasting is what I do. 3%. I'm limiting myself to 3% of the audience, and that sucks. Plus, you can get to see all these fucking hand gestures. These are the most awesome hand gestures on Facebook. You'd be fucking missing that. As a matter of fact, if you're listening to this on audio, on MP3, on stonerjesus.net, stop what you're doing. You fucking dumbass. No, you're not a dumbass. I'm sorry. Keep listening. You're just misguided. Go to Facebook and watch the video. Go to YouTube and watch the video. You see this? I got this move. I got this shit going on. I'm really fucking accentuating a point. Anyway, that's the reason we're doing a video show. Got to open myself up to more of an audience, a bigger audience, more expansive audience, however you want to put it. So that's what we're doing. But if you want to hear the audio podcast, go ahead, stonerjesus.net. Go check it out. We're on iHeartRadio, iTunes, Stitcher, YouTube. Although I stopped putting the audio podcast on YouTube. We'll start putting these up on YouTube. And so, you know, go check it out, stonerjesus.net. This show, what's this show going to be? This show is going to be mostly like the old Stoner Jesus show. More freewheeling, probably more interviews. There's going to be some underground music, which we kind of lost with the move to cannabisradio.com because there's copyright issues. Now, there may be copyright issues with Facebook as well. I don't know. We'll see. The two bands I'm playing tonight, Bad and the Ugly. Well, Bad and the Ugly is a band, and Stop Steven is an artist. They're linked, clearly. You know, I have, you know, what there's the song and the title under the scroll when I'm playing the video. I don't know what else I can do. If Facebook gives me shit, I'll say, well, go ask them. They're cool with it. I asked them. Go ask them. They're cool with it. Bad and the Ugly like the post. They're on board. Everybody's on board. So that's the music we'll be playing tonight. If you're just checking us out for the first time, make sure you like the Facebook page so you get access to all the shows. You know when I'm live, all that shit. You know what liking a Facebook page means? You see some of the shit, you miss most of the shit. If you want to see the shit, you go to the page and look at the shit. That's it. But this show is going to be news, comedy, interviews, politics, music, just all kinds of shit. I said a lot of what the old Stoner Jesus show used to be. I want to get back to that. The glory days? Can I say that? Probably not. I don't think they were that great. I don't know if they were glory days or not. The point is this. That's what we're going to be doing on this show. Hopefully, when we get shit going, Sunday nights, 9 p.m. Eastern is going to be our regular time. I've had so many delays with this show and got backed up so much that I just took like the first open spot that our syndication partner had and I had to go with that just to get a show going, just to see what I'm doing, see what I fuck up. I can fuck up a lot. I have to be the director of this show as well as being the host and I'm keeping track of all the other shit. It could all go horribly wrong. It could all go fucking haywire and you'll be able to see it. You'll be here to see it. Is there something... Damn, this thing was playing, but there's no volume to it. I don't know. That's the bit that's coming up next. See? I already fucked up. If there's a fuck up, there's a 95% chance that it was user error. The user with the error being me. It says I have 4 comments, but I can only see 2. I gotta go to do that? I don't know. Come on. Don't fuck with me, Facebook. See? I'm already distracted by what's going on Facebook. I gotta direct. I can do all this shit. It's already going to hell. I do want to thank our sponsor, Kind Soil. I'll tell you about them in a minute. I did a test last night, I guess it was, and the banner we had was like, it was too big, and there was too much text. This is much less text, and it's much smaller. But you can see it better. Plus, you see the little scroll at the bottom that's going there. So, that's our sponsor. They're awesome. We'll talk about them in a minute. I'll make sure I clear all this other shit. At the end of every show, we'll have a Web Wisdom video. You'll find out more about what that is if you make it to the end of the show. You may have already decided, hey, this fucking sucks. Who is this douchebag on Facebook? And if so, I apologize. This douchebag is Stoner Jesus. And this is the Stoner Jesus Show on Facebook Live. As I said, hopefully our regular nights will be Sunday night, 9 p.m. Eastern. Just got to get shit going. Just got to get shit going. That's the key to life. So that's everything. And beyond me saying that I never want to do a video show. I'm doing it on Facebook of all places. I hate Facebook. Again, I'm sorry, Mark Zuckerberg. I know you're probably watching this. I hate Facebook, but everybody's on Facebook. Everybody's on Facebook. Everybody's doing video. I'm doing Facebook video. Here I am. Now what we're going to do, we have breaks. We're going to have breaks. Any time, you know, to switch shit. And like I said, I'm all alone. St. Pierre took off somewhere. I'm fucked. It's just me doing all this shit. So we're going to have breaks. The breaks are going to be thusly. The breaks will proceed thusly. I don't know. We'll skip past that. I'll cut that out of post-production or whatever. One of many cuts that will be coming. We'll play a classic Stoner Jesus Show bit, and then we'll play a music video, one of our two music videos. So we have two breaks, which means two classic bits, two music videos. The bit we got coming up is one time St. Peter, and I forget the circumstances of how this happened, but St. Peter somehow ended up in a hospital with us on the phone broadcasting a live childbirth. Maybe I explain in the clip how that happened. I have no idea. It sounds very complicated and unnecessary and annoying. But it is a classic Stoner Jesus Show bit. Shannon, join us in the chat area. What up? Welcome to the Stoner Jesus Show on Facebook Live. We'll also have, what the fuck else we got coming up? It's written down somewhere. I don't know. It's something cool. I think it's Black Jesus on Cops. Or did we do that already? Nope. Hold on. See? User error number two so far, if you're keeping track at home. Next up is Cops, when Black Jesus, our old friend Black Jesus, was on the show Cops. Damn. See, that shit was playing the whole time. I thought I paused it. Oh, well, it doesn't matter. We're moving on. And as I said, I'll tell you more about the Web Wisdom video that's going to end every show. And make you look at politics, maybe an issue, something a different way. Maybe a way you haven't before. Whatever. We'll see. We'll see how it goes. All this shit may crash and burn and go off the fucking air, and you'll never see me again. James in the chat area, Wisconsin Teapot Party, what's up? Steve Cook. James said, what weed you like? There's available, man. Whatever's going on. I'm down for it, son. Joe Destruction liking the post, bunch of other people. Everybody checking us out. Sherry, thank you. Everybody liking and sharing and all that stuff. But before we go to break, I tell you briefly about Pine Soil. Pine Soil? Can you count that as user error number three? No, that's just a slip of the tongue. We'll stick with two. User error number two. Our sponsor, Kind Soil. You motherfuckers right here. They're a long-time sponsor of the podcast. They're the only soil you'll need. If you're growing, there's lots of states now that have legal growing for medical marijuana purposes or recreational marijuana purposes. So if you need soil, get Kind Soil. Shop.kindsoil.com. There's a banner on sternjesus.net. Go check them out. You don't need nutrients. You don't need anything. You just need Kind Soil. You're trying to grow. Maybe you suck at it. Whatever. I would suck at it if I tried it. That's why I would never try it. Even if weed was completely legal everywhere, I wouldn't grow because I'd be horrible. I'd have dead weed plants. And that's no fun. It's a buzzkill. It's a major fucking buzzkill. Dead weed plants. Anyway, kindsoil.com, shop.kindsoil.com, as you see on the little bottom scroll there. The banner on sternjesus.net, however you want to check them out. Go check them out. Stop trying. Start growing. Kind Soil, they're the shit. The sponsor of the Stoner Jesus Show on Facebook Live. Hell yeah. Coming up after the break, we're going to have stories about let's see, a man who was missing for 5 years. That's right, and he walked a long way. Like, remember when Forrest Gump ran a long way? Well, apparently this guy walked a long way. Maybe he ran some, I don't know. We'll get into the story. A trans ex-con threatens a judge. And a story about Arkansas about the military and medical marijuana. We have more stories later as well. And we'll check out the cool split screen. Fucking technology. Amazing. Coming up, we got cops, Black Jesus, and our buddy Black Jesus was on Cops. Excuse me. And then we have Bad and the Ugly. Coming up, Stern Jesus Show on Facebook Live. Go share it. Go like the page. Whatever. It's awesome. Now check this out. Classic bit. Black Jesus was on Cops. Yo.
And now, that time Black Jesus was on the show, Cops.
Dispatch, be advised. Got a 1968 Chevrolet Impala stopped, corner 18th and Main Street. License plate number Paul Ocean Tom 420. Driver ran a stop sign. Also, the driver is black. I repeat, the driver is black. Over. Let's see what we got going on here. Howdy there. Howdy there. You know why I pulled you over?
Well, not really, man. Not really. I know what's going on here,
man.
What's going on?
I couldn't help but notice that you ran a stop sign back there.
Nah.
Also, couldn't help but notice you're very, very black. Would you not agree?
Well, what's me having, being black have to do with anything, man?
Well, it has a lot to do with it. I'm going to,
Nah, man, that's cold. That's cold,
write you
dog.
Up citation,
cold.
Boy.
Citation
for
what?
A stop sign and driving while black.
What? Man, that's some bullshit.
Can't be having that in these parts. Can't be having that.
Man, that's some bullshit, son.
Don't argue with me, boy. Don't argue with me, boy.
That's some bullshit,
Don't get lippy.
That's some bullshit. You know what I'm saying?
Don't get lippy.
You know what I'm saying?
Now, I'm going to need your ID and I'm going to need your insurance information. If you please, boy, stop wrapping your lip.
Get to it. I
need your license and your registration.
Hold on, man. I'm gonna get it.
Oh my God, he's going for his gun.
Oh shit, son, what are you doing? Oh, damn, what are you doing, man? What are you doing?
Oh my God,
man.
Oh my God, nothing's gonna stop him,
man.
Nothing's gonna stop him, man.
Where you going? Where you going? You just shot me like 20 times, man. That's not cool. You lucky I'm Jesus. You lucky I'm Jesus. I'd be dead right now. Man, fucking pigs.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Sleeping in my bones, I feel my winter collapsing on your own, blind to the greed that turns to weed. Maybe I'm alone in this state of mind, selling my old soul. Has ever sounded more perfect? The devil when you need him. Ooh, where's the devil when you need him? I call the desert home, but drifting all around has kept me occupied, searching for something better.
drowning in the sound of organs before. I've never felt this cold.
Welcome back, everybody. Stoner Jesus Show on Facebook Live. It's Bad and the Ugly. They're linked on this Facebook post. Go check them out. Of course, you can obviously find them on YouTube as well. I hope you enjoy Black Jesus on Cops as well. One of my favorites. My favorite. Past bits. It's good shit. It's the kind of show you've been up to. That's what you've been missing. If you haven't been checking out stonerjesus.net, that's what you've been missing. Speaking of that, I need to change my little scroll thing, man. That's what I need to do. No, I don't. This is good. Leave Kind Soul up there. They're awesome. If you want to sponsor the show, let me know. Email me, stonerjesus420@gmail.com. Then I want to check out some stories from around the interwebs. For that, bust out the split screen. Bam! That's right. This is from thesun.co.uk. Walking the Americas, brother of a man found in the Amazon after walking barefoot across two continents from Canada reveals his joy at reunion. That's a real thing. That's a real thing that happened. A Canadian man found the Amazon 5 years after disappearing from his Toronto home survived on berries during his epic barefoot jolly. And it was all to reach an Argentine library. Is that all he ate was berries? That'd be more. You walk across two continents, you're fucking bound to just, even if you just trip and fall into some food. The trip and fall into some fucking pizza or something. Tacos? Get your head on a taco truck or something? Anton Philippa's family had all but given up hope of seeing him again after he disappeared from his Canadian home in 2012. They received the surprise of their lives in December when Brazilian police called to say they had found the 39-year-old. And now his brother Stefan's revealed the family's shock that he was found. If you're watching a video, there he is. Another advantage of video. Look at that shit. He told the Mail, I told myself that he was dead because that was the only thing I could come up with to explain his absence. But in my heart of hearts, I didn't think he could be. I was really shocked. Anton, who'd been suffering from mental illness. You think? Sorry, I'm looking at this camera. You think? It makes a joke better if you look at the camera. I'm learning so much about video podcasting or video streaming, streamcasting. I don't know what you call it. See, I keep looking at that camera. I'm looking at this camera. It's you and me. You and me. So, yeah, he has mental problems. He had traipsed all the way to the Amazonian city of Manaus, some 6,500 miles away. This man, mentally ill, walked 6,500 miles from Canada to South America. I'm sorry, that's hardcore. That's fucking hardcore. The journey saw him pass through Mexico, some of Central America's most dangerous gang-infested cities, and the humid tropics of Brazil's Amazon rainforest. Holy shit! During the walk, okay, he survived on fruit, nuts, and berries, while also being handed food by generous strangers. What if he told him? He's like, man, I've been walking for thousands of fucking miles. I'm like, well, shit, here's a tortilla. It's hardcore. Oh, there's more. Apparently, it was longer and all part of a bizarre dream of reaching Argentina's National Library in the capital of Buenos Aires. Yet despite his exertions, he was turned away at the doors and began walking back. Wow. What a kick in the nuts. You walk 6,500 miles? Don't care. You can't come in. Go away. It led to a dangerous walk through the deadly Amazonian rainforest in which he admits meeting, quote, bad men. He added, I've never felt alone. It's been a lot of thinking for years, sleeping in the open. It's very simple to live. We do not need many things. Well, you don't. I need lots of things. I need a microphone. He also admitted to the BBC, I know that I'm very lucky to be alive. I'm very happy to be able to return to my family. Despite spending 5 years on the road during his 12,000-mile round trip, he's thought to have barely spoken to anyone on his travels or picked up any Portuguese or Spanish. That's hard to do, too. You listen to people speak Spanish for 5 years, you're bound to pick up something. Botella de agua. Botella de agua! So there on the video, you can see his journey. It's hardcore. That's fucking hardcore. Anyway, it's the kind of shit we talk about here. It's a nut, in a nutshell, in a microcosm. Fucking A, man. Nestor, greetings from Tijuana. Fucking A. What is up? So we move on to another story. What's the next story? I don't know. I gotta go find it. See, it's part of the process. It's all part of the process. This is from Philly.com. Pennsylvania ex-con in castration case arrested after allegedly threatening to shoot the judge. Yeah, that's right. A transgender woman who spent time behind bars for a botched castration that led to the death of her sixth husband. Holy shit! There's so much in that sentence. It's just the first like 12 words. Because when you continue, the transgender woman who spent time behind bars for the botched castration that led to the death of her sixth husband was arrested this week after she allegedly threatened to shoot a Westmoreland County, Pennsylvania judge, according to news reports and police. Tammy L. Fellbaum, 58, of Seward in southwestern Pennsylvania, entered the Westmoreland County Courthouse on Monday morning and placed her purse on the bag as x-ray equipment, then made comments that quote, she had purse. Wow. That is impressive. Sequoia County Park Police Chief Kirk Nolan said, as she walked through the scanner, she told another officer, I came here to shoot a judge. Doesn't specify whether it was with her Uzi or her guns or her rocket launcher. He said officers searched her purse and did not find any weapons. Oh. Fucking lying bitch. Nothing? Not even a shank? Holy shit. Philbaum told police she was only kidding about her threats. Nolan said. He said she did not name a specific judge. She's kidding. She's kidding. Everybody calm down. It's a fucking joke, man. We're so sensitive. About killing judges and shit. Settle down, everybody. Fellbaum nonetheless was charged with terroristic threats and disorderly conduct. She was being held Wednesday at the Westmoreland County Prison on a $100,000 bail. In February 2001, Fellbaum botched a castration of her husband, James, at their home in Marion Township, Butler County, about an hour's drive north of Pittsburgh. According to the Associated Press, authorities alleged that James Fellbaum choked to death on his vomit after he took or was giving painkilling drugs following the crude surgery. James Fellbaum, 40, died at the hospital in Grove City a day or two after the operation. At her non-jury trial in December 2001, Tammy Fellbaum claimed her husband had castrated himself. because that's likely. But the judge found her responsible and convicted her of involuntary manslaughter, aggravated assault, recklessly endangering another person, and unauthorized practice of medicine. Yes. No surgeries. No surgeries. She was sentenced to 5.5 to 11 years of state prison. State trooper interviewed her, says she denied taking part in her husband's castration, and says she had told him she had an interest in medicine and had castrated bulls in the past, according to the AP. Wow. Wow. I don't know. Can I top that? I guess we'll fucking find out. It's hardcore. There's so much hardcore shit going on in the world. By the way, welcome to the Stoner Jesus Show on Facebook Live. If you're just joining us, thank you. Share, like, make comments if you want to. I'll go check them out periodically. Check in with everybody. See what's up. This next story, we'll try to do at least, when we're doing news stories like this, we'll try to do a marijuana story, at least one a segment. This is from THV11.com. Is out of Arkansas. So that's going to autoplay this video. This is annoying. Anyway, Arkansas House passes proposed medical marijuana bill. It's taking forever to load up. Motherfucker. You motherfucker. Please. Dumb fucking commercial. Anyway, Arkansas House passes proposed marijuana bill. Medical marijuana bill. That's something. Where's the rest of it? Look at this shit. Check this shit out. Something. Basically, it bans military members from being in the medical marijuana industry. And there's reasons for that. And we'll check them out because they're going to play this video. You're
trying to master.
Check that shit, yo.
Medical marijuana and the military, now that it's legal in Arkansas, it creates a tricky situation here, but a new bill passed in the House today to clarify what military members can and can't do. Amanda Yeager has details.
Well, the House bill here, that passed today concerns the medical marijuana amendment and its provision for designated medical marijuana caregivers. This new legislation wants to clarify the military members can never...
Oh, sorry, was that user error? User error number 4, I guess? I don't know. I hope somebody's counting at home, because I'm not.
...be designated caregivers.
Under the new medical marijuana amendment, designated caregivers are meant to handle and distribute medical marijuana. That's to qualifying patients who are disabled or under the age of 18. But the bill's co-sponsor, Representative Douglas House, says federal law prevents military members from serving in that capacity.
Possession of a controlled substance and the authority to handle weapons and explosives and things like that creates a tension that the Army is, and the Air Force, all the military services are not real comfortable with.
House also mentioned that while some people have expressed concerns, this bill serves a specific purpose for military members.
We've heard some people from the marijuana community that are not involved in the military, and we understand their concerns, but the military is an entirely different society.
The Arkansas National Guard says they are in full support because of what federal law says.
It prohibits use and or possession. So if you're a caregiver, you would, in fact, be in possession of the marijuana controlled substance.
He says they aren't trying to change any laws, rather reinforce current ones.
The purpose of this was just to clarify it, absolutely clear that there's no interpretation that could be construed as a gray area.
And there is some concern about what the limitation on caregiving would mean for single parents.
Those are unique, very unique circumstances, and at those, that's when some serious decisions have to be made about either their military career and taking care of their family member.
Now that the bill has passed in the House, it heads to the Senate to be reviewed in a committee.
Anyway, there's the reason for the rule, and a lot of it is what we talked about on the show before, and that's replaying that shit. Stop. Stop doing that. There we go. Anyway, we talked about it many times on the show before. The federal government is one of the main roadblocks, if not the main roadblock, to legalization simply by hovering over the states, you know, with their fucking thumb in their eye, saying, no, you can't legalize marijuana. There's all kinds of problems. There's tax problems. There's banking problems. There's, you know, maybe now we're going to talk about this in the next segment. Maybe a federal crackdown is coming from the Trump administration and the attorney general. You don't know. And if it wasn't for the federal government putting pressure on so many states, many more states would not only have medical marijuana legalization, many more states would have adult use legalization as well. But they don't for, you know, obvious reasons. Now, coming up, we got Stop Steven. Load that up right now. And all these, by the way, all the videos we play, there's a playlist on my YouTube page. YouTube, it's The Stoner Jesus 420. We'll be putting these shows up there as well. There's a playlist on there linking to the videos that we play on this show, all the music videos. There's also a playlist for all the Web Wisdom videos we'll do. I'll explain more about Web Wisdom in the second or in the next segment or whatever, because it's the last thing we do for the night. But right now, hold on. See, I gotta figure out how to do that, because I gotta pause that and then come back, because I gotta play this next bit, which is St. Peter in a live motherfucking birth. Classic Stoner Jesus Show bit. But again, you know, this first show, I'm, we're getting everything together here. Getting everything together. Just kind of feeling things out. Seeing what's going on. I don't know. let me take that off now. There we go. Bam. Amazing. Technology's amazing. So yeah, coming up, St. Peter, and then Stop Steven, Stoner Jesus Show on Facebook Live. Go check out stonerjesus.net for podcasts. Of course, people are awesome. Stay tuned. Yo! Welcome back, everybody. Stoner Jesus Show Live. I am your host, Stoner Jesus, of course. As promised, we have a connection with St. Peter, hopefully. He's on a cell phone, on a smartphone, using the Skype app. Hopefully, we can hear him. He is at a local hospital. He promised us a live birth tonight for the show. The odds of this working, I don't see it. I don't, the logistics of this thing boggle my mind. St. Peter using a smartphone correctly boggles my mind, but let's bring it on. Let's bring it on. Bring this button right here. All right. Here we go. Peter? Peter, are you there?
Yeah. Jesus, I'm here. Yeah.
All right. So you promised us a live birth on the show tonight. You are at a local hospital.
Yeah.
Tell us what's going down there and, you know, who's involved and all that stuff.
Well, I'm making my way down the hallway now. I just got to sneak into this door here, and we'll be able to hear a whole thing. I really know the people involved. What?
Peter.
What?
You led me to believe earlier this was somehow a consensual thing, that someone was going to do a live birth
on the air. No.
Are you telling me now that this is not consensual at all?
No, not at all, Jesus. I'm really going to sneak into a delivery room and tape a live birth.
Okay.
It's going to be awesome.
You know what?
What?
It doesn't even matter.
What?
It doesn't even matter, because if anybody's going to jail, it's obviously going to be you.
Huh? What are you talking about? I'm not going to jail.
Live birth on the air. Thanks to St. Peter. He's a local hospital.
Yeah.
Peter, take it away, by all means.
Alrighty. Thank you, Jesus. I'm just casually going down the hallway here, as if I belong here. I got some doctor scrubs on, so that should definitely help with my disguise. I'm going to get in this room here, get in close, and see if I can get some audio. I know this chicken here. She's having a baby, according to the nurses that I befriended earlier. So let me get over here at the door. Let me get this door open and see what we can hear. You know, it's kind of I kind of get in here gradually, kind of glide in here, like a ninja. My ninja skills, and they won't even notice me. Standing here. Okay, here we go. Here we go. I'm gonna get in here now. Here we go.
Good.
All right. I'm inside. Oh my god. I can see her vagina. She's gonna. Oh, there's gonna be a kid coming out of that vagina. Holy crap, dude. I don't know. I've never really seen this before. You know, I've never really seen this before. It's crazy. Oh my god. Just a doctor. Just standing here talking to my phone. Nothing to worry about. Just a doctor standing here talking on my phone. Everything's cool. Anyway, they're going back to what they're doing. Oh my God, this kid, it's a, oh my God, this bitch is in a lot of pain, man. Holy crap. Holy crap. Oh my God. Oh, I think there's something going on. I think there's something going on. What? Oh no. No, not yet. Not yet. All right. Oh, if you're just tuning in, it's the Staring Jesus Show live. I'm St. Peter. I'm live at the hospital reporting on a live birth. See, Jesus, I am a radio professional. See how professional that was? Oh, I think something's going on now. Oh, man, she's in a lot of pain. Holy crap. Holy crap. Her legs are spread two ways to Tuesday. I feel like you remember that saying from back in the day. I know I do. Oh, my God. Oh, I think something's going on. I think there's a kid coming. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I think there's a kid. There's a kid going to come out of her vagina. It doesn't seem possible. How the hell is a big fucking kid going to come out of that vagina? I don't understand. Oh, my God. Oh, here it comes. Oh, my God. 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 I'm wigging out. I'm wigging out. That is huge. It's gaping out of her vagina. Oh, my God.
Hey,
oh, my God.
Hey.
What?
Hey, what are you doing here?
No, no, no. I'm just a doctor. I'm just a doctor standing here talking by myself and I was talking about something unrelated to that huge human being coming out of that woman's small vagina. Oh, my God. I've never seen anything like that.
Somebody call security.
No, there's no need. There's no need for security.
Who are you?
I'm leaving. I'm going now.
Who are you?
Oh, I'm going now. No, there's no need for security. Thank you.
Security.
Holy crap, Jesus.
Security.
Holy crap, I think they're calling the cops. This is St. Peter reporting from local hospital. Use her live birth on the air. St. Peter's awesome. Bitches.
Peter. I don't hear anything. Is he gone? Oh, wow. I gotta say, that was exciting. That was exciting. I wonder if Peter will get arrested. I wish he would stay on the phone. Why'd he get off the phone? He can't run fast on the phone? That'd have been some awesome audio. Peter getting arrested, maybe getting tased on the air. Oh, a whole opportunity lost. A whole fucking opportunity lost. Oh well. We heard a baby on the air being born. Stoner Jesus Show first, so thank Peter for that. He does contribute something sometimes. That was a great personal risk to himself as well, so. So Godspeed, as they say, Peter. If you get arrested, oh man, don't call me. I ain't got no bail money, son. You know what I'm saying? This is Stoner Jesus Show Live. We'll be back with more music, comedy, and awesomeness after this.
I'm scarred for life, left behind that party life. A good trade for fame and I'm starry-eyed. Man, I'm on the move like the Amistad. Headed for the top and I got conviction. Hope y'all ready for a lot of dissing. When he was at the bottom, y'all loved to diss him. Homie got rich, now you gotta miss him. He's bound to come back, run away just to kill him. And you dread the day like catechism. All he wanna do is rap, he don't give a fuck about you. Explain yourself, I care too much and I strain myself. And shit like that make you hang yourself. Things I never thought I'd say myself. So I train myself to never play myself again.
Life's been training for centuries. Earth hits so hard. 22 and I'm working out. Think about how I'm gonna work it out. Think about how I'm gonna live this dream. Think about how I'm gonna beat the odds. Think about it, train me mentally.
Life's been training for centuries. Earth hits so hard. 22 when I'm working out. Think about how I'm gonna work it out. Think about how I'm gonna live this dream. Think about how I'm gonna beat the odds. Think about it drains me mentally.
It's been hard to feel like I'm anything but washed up. Knew damn well that this was the cost of a life people see when their eyes close. If I could pry mine open, I could try to flow. Leave this state, go tropical. I miss the seasons, not the pain. Not the people who brought it on me and ran when it made my darkest days. I tried to stay, the cost was great. Felt no respect when we conversated. Gritted my teeth and I tolerated. Dreamt of leaving with a lot of patience. Everybody runs out, everybody breaks at some point. I tried to stall, I tried to make mine at gunpoint. Did I make it? No. The fault I did take it though. And it made me the type of man making dough.
and a little bit of sense sensational. Funny how people say they want it bad, but they don't even want to train a little. They want to keep the drugs, keep the girls, they never want to trade a little. That's the difference, you should minus that. I don't need fans to know I can rap. In fact, for instance, if the world was deaf, I'd still come home and I'd pick up the pen. That's love, no fake shit. All these other rappers want facelifts. I don't gotta bluff with pocket aces. This young bus boy went and got some braces. Yeah,
life's been training for centuries. Earth hits so hard. 22 and I'm working out. Think about how I'm gonna work it out. Think about how I'm gonna live this dream. Think about how I'm gonna beat the odds. Think about it drains me mentally. Yeah, life's been training for centuries. Earth hits so hard. 22 when I'm working out. Think about how I'm gonna work it out. Think about how I'm gonna live this dream. Think about how I'm gonna beat the odds. Think about it drains me mentally.
There's nothing quite like blowing minds. True colors, I'm showing mine. Misunderstood most of my life. Still promised I'd make the most of my life. Tried to explain, got blank looks. Thought I'd let you all try to emphasize. Tried to say I was damn good. Knew I wasn't playing like American Airlines. Never wanna know what you thought before. Bet you didn't think that I had it in me. Made your opinions trivial. So I don't give a fuck that you bashing me. Not to mention when you turned your back on me and walked away so damn gradually. Yeah, I noticed and I hope it's permanent. I know you hope one day I feel discouragement. I bet you wish that I'd choke one night. Prove the pessimism you spewed alright. I know you say that it's love you feel. If that was true, then you'd love me still. When I dare to dream about the life I live, and you cringe when you think about the sight of it. I'm trying to show just how bright my mind is. Hoping you'll squint at the shine of it. Won't that be something, you open-minded? Light so strong that you almost blinded. That's perfect timing, now I'm out of here. Cause I just got done with the sound you hear. And that's what it feels like, getting screwed over. I'm not too high, I'm too sober. I'm a fuck up son and I sure showed him. This is me telling the stars to move on.
Yeah, life's been training for centuries. Earth hits so hard. 22 and I'm working out. Think about how I'm gonna work it out. Think about how I'm gonna live this dream. Think about how I'm gonna beat the odds. Think about it drains me mentally.
Yeah, life's been training for centuries. Earth hits so hard. 22 when I'm working out. Think about how I'm gonna work it out. Think about how I'm gonna live this dream. Think about how I'm gonna beat the odds. Think about it drains me mentally.
Life's been training for centuries. Earth hits so hard. 22 when I'm working out. Think about how I'm gonna work it out. Think about how I'm gonna live this dream. Think about how I'm gonna beat the odds. Think about it drains me mentally.
Yeah, welcome back everybody. Stoner Jesus Show on Facebook Live. Got a couple more stories to get to. Let me change this thing down here. Just like this. Bam. Amazing. Technology is amazing. Let's see if we can take this off here now too. Thank you, Kind Soil. Awesome. Awesome sponsor. Whoa. Don't do that. Do that. There we go. Put that there. Right there. That looks better there. I know. Just fucking get on with the show. God damn. Does settle. How about this, motherfuckers? Video of a giraffe about to give birth removed for nudity and sexual content. You've probably all seen it on Facebook. Apparently there's a giraffe that's giving birth. I don't know. I guess it's a big deal. I guess, you know, people are into that shit. A popular YouTube live stream is back on the air after it was accused of broadcasting nudity and sexual content because it showed a giraffe about to give birth. The owner of Animal Adventure Park in Harpersville, New York, blamed the debacle on animal rights activists. He said falsely reported the video because they were unhappy with the animal's captivity. The criticism is ironic because our animal collection is made up of rescues, surrenders, and some planned acquisitions, owner Jordan Patch told the Huffington Post. The zoo addressed the video's removal in a Facebook Live video, where Patch beat back at the critics, calling the giraffe's filmed labor an educational tool. Silencing it discourages animal conservation, he said. To be a wildlife warrior is not to fight the organizations that are working to help these animals. It's actually to conserve their natural environments. He said, I don't have an update on this. I don't know if the giraffe gave birth. I would have been really haven't been paying attention. I know I've been lax in my duties as a host. But, you know, sorry, man. I can't keep up with everything. I am Jesus, but I have shit to do. How about this? Man claims his dog accidentally shot his sleeping girlfriend after leaping on the gun. Whoops. Now, get that off of there. See? This is what I'm talking about right here. Fucking advertising. Bastards. They'll fucking rest of my whole works. Let's talk about a dog that killed somebody, or at least shot somebody. Fuck, man. A man claims his girlfriend was shot while she was sleeping by his pet dog, Brian Murphy. Oh, my God. Are you serious? Get off of there. Says his partner, Summer Miracle. What's her name? Or was? Yeah, well, I guess she's not dead. She just got shot. But her name is Summer Miracle? Was blasted in the leg after Diesel leaped on the nightstand where he keeps his gun and accidentally set it off. Murphy, 25, from Jacksonville, Florida, told police that the animal woke him up, so he decided to take the pooch for a nighttime walk. When they returned, Murphy says the mutt ran ahead of him into the couple's dark bedroom where Summer was fast asleep. And there's the dude. And apparently there was a flash and a loud bang. He realized his girlfriend had been injured. That dog, he just didn't like her, man. He just didn't like that bitch. And he ran. He's like, this is my opportunity. This is my opportunity to shoot this bitch once and for all. Get it done and over with. One more story before we get out of here, and we'll go to the Web Wisdom video. Like I said earlier, is this a video that'll make you think about things a different way, maybe look at things a different angle, whatever. Tonight we're covering choice. Until like I said, we'll talk about that in a moment. God, more fucking ads and stuff. California officials, this is from LA Times. California officials in the marijuana industry prepare to fight a federal crackdown. You've probably seen this if you follow marijuana news. There's what Jeff Sessions has said and what Spicer has said, the press secretary. There's a lot of shit going on, and none of it's really good, and people are bracing for a federal crackdown, which remains to be seen, but, you know, they're definitely floating the idea at the very least. And I wrote about it for the Marijuana Times online, marijuanatimes.org. You can go see my stuff up there. It's it remains to be seen. But, you know, there's things you can do, you know, support the, there's a lot of state officials that are already, they've already said, we're not going to put up with this, we're going to fight it. Support those officials, make your voice heard any way you can, either the White House or Jeff Sessions on social media or marshes or whatever, whatever you have, fucking carrier pigeon. Let them know what you want them to know. That you don't support a federal crackdown. And that's it, man. So you got to tell them. Anyway, Web Wisdom. Never get up out of here. School choice. A lot of people, there's a lot of different opinions about school choice. People say, you know, well, if you have school choice, all the rich people will get the better education. Well, I hate to break it to you, but under the situation that it is now, rich people just move to better school districts. Poor people don't have that option. So if there's more choice with education, there's more competition, it would benefit not rich people who are already good to go under the system as is, but benefit lower-income people that would have a better chance to get a better education. Another argument against school choice is, well, not everybody can have a great education. You know, some people get different levels of education. I never understood that argument. Why shouldn't the goal be we want the most people possible getting the best education possible? Period. Why does it have to be all or nothing? Anyway, one of the reasons the school choice is so controversial is the National Education Association, the teachers' union. So tonight's Web Wisdom, so they'll be at the end of every show, to get you to think about things, is on school choice. Let me see the transition over there. Should have took that off. Damn. Anyway, load this shit up. And then we'll get out of here. Thank you, everybody, for checking out the first episode of the Stoner Jesus Show on Facebook Live. Share it. Tell your homies. Tell your hoes. Tell every motherfucker so every motherfucker knows. The Stoner Jesus Show is on Facebook Live. We end this bitch. And hopefully, Sunday night will be our regular time. Thanks, everybody, for listening and watching. If you're on YouTube or stonerjesus.net or wherever you're hearing this or seeing this, thank you. Keep spreading the word. Sunday nights, 9 p.m. Eastern time. Hopefully be our regular spot. Thanks, everybody. And as always, peace, bitches.
What if schools had to compete for students in the same way that businesses have to compete for customers? Would schools get better or worse? There's no need to guess. In almost every state and city where there is competition today, educational outcomes improve, often dramatically. This competition is called school choice, and many states and cities now embrace it. With the old model, under which most American children still live, the government, not the parent, decides which school children will attend. Now here's how school choice works. The money follows the student. Every child receives funding that their parents can direct to the school of their choice, public, private, charter, or even homeschool. According to researchers at the University of Arkansas, in the most comprehensive study done to date, students in school choice programs saw their reading and math scores improve by 27% and 15% respectively. Sounds like something we should get behind, doesn't it? But for millions of families in my home state of California and in many others, school choice is not a choice. And there's one reason why. Teachers' unions. I've been a teacher for 28 years and served as a leader in a local affiliate of the California Teachers Association, so I've seen this problem from the inside. Teachers in California public schools are coerced to pay dues to the teachers' union. True, we cannot be forced to join, but we are forced to pay the union. Their fees are mandatory and expensive. In California alone, the unions raise over $300 million every year. What do the unions do with all that money? They lobby the government for more money for public education. That might sound good, but it's really just a smokescreen. The National Center for Education Statistics reports that since 1970, public school attendance in the U.S. has gone up by just 5%, while public school employment has gone up 95%. More public school employment means more dues for the unions, but does it mean better schools? Certainly not in California, which ranks 45th in the nation in reading and math, despite spending over $55 billion a year on education. That's over 52% of the state's total budget. Yet rarely is anyone held accountable for these dismal results. I've personally seen excellent new teachers lose their jobs while incompetent and even abusive veteran teachers keep theirs because of the union's infamous last-in, first-out layoff and tenure rules. For these reasons and more, parents almost always prefer school choice when allowed to choose. This is obviously true for wealthy parents who can afford to send their children to any school they want, but it's equally true for middle-class and poor parents when they have a choice. And here's the real giveaway. Public school teachers are less likely to send their children to public schools when given the choice. Why are most school choice options better? Because teachers at these schools are free from the union's stifling work rules. In short, they're free to teach. And the administrators at these schools are also free to reward good teachers and fire bad ones. The teachers' unions don't like school choice because it means less money and less power for them. That's why they'll say anything, do anything, and spend any amount to stop it. Whether in the halls of the legislature, on the campaign trail backing pro-union candidates, or on TV with sweet-sounding commercials. During my public school teaching career, I have worked alongside many other teachers to reform the unions from within. Only when we realized that this wasn't possible did we take our case to a higher power, literally, all the way to the United States Supreme Court. The argument behind our lawsuit, Friedrichs versus California Teachers Association, was simple. Teachers should be able to decide for themselves, without fear or coercion, whether or not to fund or join a union. Unfortunately, in a split 4-4 decision, we lost. But I haven't lost hope, because the unions and the politicians do not ultimately have the power. We do. If you believe, like me and millions of others, that parents, not the government, should decide where their children go to school and that competition will make all schools better, then join the school choice movement. We can have good schools for all our children. We just have to make the choice. For choice. I'm Rebecca Friedrichs, mother and California public school teacher for Prager University.
Are you ready to join the school choice movement? Take the pledge now. SchoolChoiceNow.com.